Where might you park downtown? Is that the big question?
You'd park on the street at a parking meter.
Okay. Are there any kind of buildings with several layers of...
Yeah, there are parking garages downtown.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hey, what are the tallest and largest buildings in town?
The First Financial Tower is the tallest building in town. I believe it's 34 stories.
They just built a hotel in Atlanta, something like 70 stories. Mm-hmm. You come in, this humongous thing up there. Okay, would you ever call that a skyscraper?
If I were in New York, I might call it a skyscraper. In Tampa, the term just doesn't... It wouldn't come to my mind to call that a skyscraper, though it has been called a skyscraper.
Okay. Who is called? Has it been the paper?
Oh, yeah, when it was in the paper and it was being built, people were impressed how tall it was going to be. Tampa's tallest building.
Okay. How about larger apartment buildings? Are there any such things in Tampa?
There are some large apartment buildings, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could you ever call it a high rise?
Yeah.
You
would?
Yeah, okay.
I would.
Okay, what kinds of passageways are there between and behind buildings?
Alleys.
Okay. Would you call it an alley if it was like behind your house?
Yeah.
Or would there be another name?
Well, if my house had houses on either side of it and there was a little passageway behind it, I would call it an alley.
Okay. What might you call it, say, an area in the city where a building's been torn down, nothing's been built back to replace it?
I don't know.
Would you ever call it, like, just a vacant lot, or...
To me, I guess so, but in my own mind, a vacant lot is something that has grass on it and probably never had anything on it.
Oh, never, okay. Okay, and the place where you might get a drink of water in a building would be called what?
Water fountain.
Okay. If it was in a park or something like that, would you still call it water fountain?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, can you name some different kinds of cars and trucks other than brand names?
Sedan, coupe, hardtop. That's about it.
Okay. What would characterize a sedan and a coupe?
I don't know. Is it just words I know?
Okay. What might you call a four-door sedan? Would you ever call that something like a limousine?
If it were very long and black.
Yeah, okay. Mafia man in the back, okay. What might you call a kind of a large and pretentious sedan? You know, that drinks a lot of gas.
Oh, okay, gas guzzler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, anything else?
No.
Okay. Have you ever seen, lived here, one of those cars that's got four doors and then still having a trunk, it's extended over the trunk?
A hatchback?
Well, something like a hatchback. It looks something like an ambulance, you know, like...
Station wagon?
Yeah, okay. What kind of small trucks might bring small things to your house?